we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. And normally I give you a greeting of what's going on, but I have been called out of town for a family emergency and am thus unable to be in town to do the radio program. So I wanted to call in and ask for your indulgence as we, for the next few days, have recordings from previous teachings. But I will be back. Things are looking better here with my family, and we're expecting good things to come in the days ahead. So I want to thank you for your prayers. If you wanted to find out more information about what's going on, you can connect with us on Facebook. But if you would be praying for our family, that would be greatly appreciated. So with that being said, enjoy a best of the Refresh radio program with Bob Arthurs, and we'll see you live here in a few days.
Oh, good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you once again for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida, or you may be listening to WWBC 1510 AM on your AM dial. Whichever mode you are listening to, you can even find us on the WMIEFM.com website. Go down to the bottom of the page. You can listen by date. You can have access to previous broadcasts. If you may have missed those, just type in a date. It will give you the selection of programs that are available towards the bottom of the web page, if I remember correctly. And you will find Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs listed there. You can click on that. You can download it to your computer so you can listen to it over and over and over again if you would like. However you choose to listen, we are just so thankful that you have tuned in. Pray for me this week it'll be a good week of spending time with the family and being a blessing to them. So today we are going to get back into the Word of God. We are going to be talking about patience once again, the fruit of the Spirit, and we're going to be in Luke chapter 8 this morning, Luke the 8th chapter. And verse number 4 is where we're going to begin reading today. And it says, "And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.' Then his disciples asked him, saying, 'What does this parable mean?' And he said, 'To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The devil is a thief.'" That's my addendum there. "But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who have heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. Okay? Those are very, very important characteristics. And so we need to realize that God wants us to produce great fruit. Let me see if I can take you to another passage, and I'll start talking about this one till we can get to there. But the Word of God was meant for everybody. It was not just meant for preachers. It was meant for everybody. It was meant for you and I. Matthew chapter 13 is where this parable is recounted in the Gospel of Matthew. And it said there that those who are fruitful yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. So this is a parable that is for everybody. And what it says is that God wants the word not just to be for preaching from the pulpit or teaching in a class or discussed on a radio, but the word of God was designed by God to go forth and impact the heart of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person that has ever lived or will ever live. God wants the word of God to come to them, and it is up to us how we respond to that word. Now, I need to tell you that the Bible says that the word of God never returns to God void. That means that it always strikes its mark. So this word is dispersed, but it is dispersed in a manner that everybody gets to receive it. But the conditions of the soil, as described in this parable, reflect not the misdirection of the seed, but actually the condition of the heart that receives it. And so Jesus says, let him who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. Parents, let your children hear the word of God. We had a family that we were ministering to at one point in time, and the mother said, well, you know, these are kids that are in third, fourth, and fifth grade. I'm not really training my children in what to believe. I'm just letting them find their own way. That was what this mother actually said to my wife. Oh, and we're just letting them find their own way. Can I tell you what you are doing when you raise up your children? You are training them to be wayward. You are training them to disobey parents. I am constantly amazed at people who have no regard for authority, who are greatly offended when people disrespect or disregard the authority that those people have. I'm just wanting you to know that you've trained them on how to respond to authority, and that is you reject authority. You just do what you want. You do whatever feels right. And so if you have taken a hands-off approach to raising up your children, you have taken a hands-on approach in training them to live a life that is filled with a lack of discipline. And so you and I, we need to choose how we are going to respond. And so the first group of people that are mentioned are described in verse number 12 are the ones who hear the word, and as soon as the word comes out, the devil comes and he steals the word right out of their ears. He makes sure that it doesn't have any ability to make an impact, to latch hold. In my years of living and traveling around, I have seen green things growing, plants that are growing in places that they should not grow because a seed managed to take root. I served at one church that had a brick and mortar facade on part of the structure, and out of that mortar had grown a green plant that had actually had a flower to bud and to blossom. There was a flower that it wasn't an artificial plant, but somehow in the midst of an inhospitable environment, that seed had managed to take root, to bud, and to blossom and produce something beautiful. So I want you to see that today, if you are living in optimum conditions, the word can become fruitful in your life. If you are living in adverse conditions, the word can take root in your life. There was a time when I had decided to resod my yard. I reseeded. I plowed everything under. I just started over from scratch, and I threw the seed out there, and I covered it up with dirt. And you know, the amazing thing is that on an average day, I rarely see many birds whatsoever. I just don't see that many, maybe two or three at a time, a few times throughout the day, but they generally don't stick around. But when I reseeded my lawn and I covered it up with dirt, I don't know who put the word out, but the birds from I don't know how far around, they came, and man, they just invaded my yard. I didn't have to advertise that there was seed to be consumed, but the birds came to consume it. Today, I want to encourage you, do not allow the enemy to steal the seed of God's word in your life. God planted it in you for a reason. And I hope that when you go to church, you are going there to receive the word of God and to receive it in a manner that it is not just going to pass through you, but it is going to touch you, impact you, and produce fruit in your life. The next ones that heard the word are people who receive the word with joy, but they do not have any root. So they believe for a while, but when temptation comes, they fall away. You are supposed to be rooted and grounded in Christ. I've told you on the radio program here before about very early in our pastoring in the first 5 years that there was a person who wanted to plant a plant. That's the only way I know how to describe it. I don't remember what it was. They had taken it upon themselves and they planted it. It's been transplanted from the pot where it was purchased into the ground. A week later, they came and moved it to another location. And a week later, they came and moved it to another location. And a week after that, they moved it to the dumpster because it was dead. You need to have a place where you are rooted, you are planted, you are divinely placed by God so that you can be fruitful. What I have learned through the years, and believe me, I do not have a green thumb. My wife and I killed an air fern, and that's not a lie. We had an air fern. We thought surely we can grow an air fern, and we killed it. It's just a reality. So, what we have discovered is that there are certain plants that are designed to live in an environment of full shade. There are other plants that are designed to live in partial shade. And there are other plants that are designed to thrive in full sun exposure. And if you and I do not understand the atmosphere that God wants to place us in, then we are going to be constantly frustrated or stunted in our growth. And when temptation comes, we're going to uproot ourselves. We're going to fall away. Did you know that there are some plants that one of the greatest blessings that ever comes in their life is when there is a dry season that comes, not because they say, well, it's a dry place here. I've got to get up and go someplace else. But because God has instilled in those plants an intense desire to dig down deeper, to become even more entrenched, and to grow even more committed into that place, and they find hydration that other people or that other plants miss. Don't let temptation, don't let frustration, don't let those things be the guiding forces in your life, because it will stunt your growth. It will cause you to get stuck in a spiritual adolescence. A couple of weeks ago, I preached a message where I talked about spiritual adolescence. You see, there are a lot of Christians who don't, no matter the fact that they have been in church for decades, still can't grasp the truth that God wants to tell you how the best way to live is. They don't want to sit and learn. They're not teachable. I've even known people who would walk off a job that if somebody tried to tell them how to do the job, it didn't matter whether they were the employee or if they were an independent contractor. I've known independent contractors who, when they showed up at a client's house and the client told them what they wanted done, the person many times would walk away simply because they had a different vision than the homeowner did for that place, and couldn't respond. Don't get stuck there. Temptation will cause you to constantly be moving from one location to another location to another location. And sometimes you'll repeat the cycle over and over and over again. That's not going to produce the fruit. Tune into what the Spirit is saying here. Okay? Be rooted and grounded in Christ. If you have experienced torrential rain like we have here in Brevard County in 2017, allow your roots to go deeper, because the ground is softer and you can dig down deeper and you can become more sturdy, more stable. If you're going through a dry season, go down deeper, because there are water sources that you cannot see from the surface that plants tie down. If you allow a shallow root structure to take place, which is the next one that is talked about, that there are going to be things that choke it out. Okay, verse number 14. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. This is people who hear the word, but they lack focus in their life. They lack priority. Where the others, where the first ones lacked any penetration in their life, the word did not penetrate their life. When the second group had no endurance, temptation came and they fell away. They were looking for comfort. These are people who lack focus. And so there's cares, there's riches, there's pleasures of life. And all of that grabs and puts a stranglehold on the word of God. Don't allow the things that are temporal to kill the things that are eternal. Don't allow the things that are temporal, that means that they're temporary, they're right now, to strangle out those things that are eternal. Let's see, what did Jesus say? Martha, Martha, you are troubled by many things. But Mary has chosen the better part, and that will not be taken away from her. There are a lot of things that go on in life. And I just encourage you, as Peter Lord is the one that I have heard this saying attributed to, is the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And so allow the Word of God to grow into your life. The Bible says that if we will seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. But this is a message on patience. So I've just said all of that so that you can see that there is a godly alternative. That last group, okay? Let's talk about the first group. The first group who received the word, but it is immediately removed from their life and it has no impact. There's going to be no evidence that the word ever impacted their life whatsoever. The second group is going to be a group that it had some roots, but in the time of temptation, the time of hardship, it withered up and died, and you might find a residual. You might find a remnant. You might find a scar. The third group, you would find that it never produces anything that's mature. It never produces anything that is going to endure. So it might look beautiful. It might look like it's still alive. But it's not supposed to be producing something that is pleasing to the eye. It was supposed to be producing fruit that was mature. The way to produce fruit is found in verse number 15. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. I don't know if you've ever encountered someone that was having a bad day, and if you just told them that they won $1 million in pennies, that they would be ticked off because it was in pennies and it wasn't in a check, and now they would have to haul all of that to the bank, and it was going to be a lot of work. I tell you, if you want to donate $1 million worth of pennies to Merit Assembly of God, we'll rally the troops, we'll rent the truck, we'll do whatever is necessary to get that in the bank, because we can put $1 million to work. You might think that we have loads and loads of resources. I want you to know that's not the case. Our financial resources have been strained this year, and in all honesty, and we just keep doing the work of the ministry anyway. If you want to partner with us, because there are several things that still need to be done, we'll be more than glad for you to send that away. We're not going to allow the problems that we face in life to affect the way that we receive the word. I read a story recently about a person who, when they were leaving the church, they greeted the pastor, and in doing so, they just began to correct and rebuke and chastise him right there in the front. And this wasn't Merit Assembly of God. I read it, and there happened to be an older minister there, and went up to that person and said, "What do you think you are doing to the pastor?" And the person said, "Well, I have the spiritual gift of nitpicking, and I'm here to make sure that we maintain integrity at every area. And so I'm here to correct the pastor." And he said, "Brother, you have missed the word of God. There is no spiritual gift of nitpicking. There is the spiritual gift of edification, of building one another up, but not of tearing one another down in the way that you are operating in." Okay. You and I, we need to, make sure that our heart is right when we go in to receive the word of God. If you're coming into church and you are fixated on your problems, then you are going to miss some of the word that God has for you that might address those problems. If you come in angry at the world because of things that have been going wrong in your life, then you are going to receive the word not with a good and noble heart, but with an angry and a hostile heart. And it's not going to be received the way that God wants you to. God wants us to prepare our hearts. The high priest would go through extensive preparations before he would go into the Holy of Holies. And you and I, we need to prepare our hearts to receive the word. And it said, when you and I receive the word with a good and a noble heart, and we keep it, we don't let it fall to the ground, we don't ignore it, we don't neglect it, we maintain it. It says, and when we do that, we will bear fruit with patience. Patience is absolutely essential for you and I to be fruitful. There is a lengthy time between the seed being sown and the fruit being harvested. Be not weary in well-doing. Today, I want to encourage you that if you have plowed the ground and pushed the plow and broken up the fallow ground and you have sown the seed, that the Lord of the harvest is going to make sure that there's a harvest. If you are still in the watering and the weeding stage, be of good cheer. A harvest is coming. To the saints at Merit Assembly of God, be of good cheer. Every good deed, every word, every outreach that we've ever done, there is a harvest that is coming. Bear fruit with patience. Let him who has ear to hear, let him hear. It takes patience. 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 Bear fruit. There's a parable that the owner comes and he says, for 3 years I've been coming to this tree and there's still no fruit on this tree. Uproot it and take it out from the ground. And the servant said, give me one more year. Have patience. I will give this tree the best care that it has ever had in its life. It's going to be fruitful. You're going to be fruitful. Just wait for it. God bless you. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.